Fantastic. All right, everybody, welcome to Two Fools Rushing In. Presents Two Fools Play.
All three
podcast
of us.
Episode type.
Yeah. And if you're curious what Two Fools Play is all about, give it a week. There'll be another episode that will fully flesh out what the fuck I'm talking about now, because there was a thing that came up at the end of that episode that made it so it had to get pushed back.
That's because I failed and I talked about spoilers.
And spoiled shit from the D&D campaign, and so it adjusted when that... Because I could have just gone in and cut that bit of audio and just had a weird gap in the middle, but I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, so here we are, Two Fools Play. I'm Chad.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Okay. And I'm not.
And Jeff's the long-winded gas bag.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa. Care to You're chime welcome. In, Pop-Pop? No?
Okay.
You wanted to help me earlier.
So, tonight, or this morning, or whenever you're listening, we're playing...
Hopefully
Virulence,
when you're touching yourself in the bathroom.
An infectious card game. So we need to give one to... Yes. Set those off to Here. The side.
Tell the nice folks about the game.
Virulence, an infectious card game by John J.
Jingleheimer Schmidt?
His name is my name.
God damn.
You as well?
Yeah.
Kaveyu?
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 Yes.
Is he one of the comrades?
Frontline!
This game comes to us from Genius Games. It is for ages 8 and up. It is 2 to 5 players, and it says it takes 15 to 20 minutes. Now, this is our first playthrough of the game. We just watched a 5-minute Learn to Play video, and now we're going to attempt to play it terribly.
I feel confident we will need those, since we did not read them. Or we'll just make it up as we go along, which I'm also fine with.
Okay, so...
How many cards do we get in hand? Is it all 6?
All 6.
Okay.
And you play them down, and once they're all down, you reshuffle.
Then you reshuffle.
Wait, where does the reorganizer come from?
Yeah.
That comes from here.
No. No. Where's our bonus cards?
Ha!
No. I think you mixed them up.
Yeah, because we're supposed to get the reassortment thing.
Yeah.
As
so
well.
Everybody has one of those.
Yes,
too.
Everybody has one of these.
Starting good cards. Five.
So you get one.
Yeah. So we.
What was the one I removed?
So
was
we have
a reorganizer.
I don't know.
Where's the other box?
It's in the box.
So everybody gets
okay.
One of these. Okay.
We'll try this.
Okay.
Okay. So we've all got our cards, and I'm assuming
these are sturdy.
They are, unlike the future game. This is a little thicker.
The future
card
game
stock.
That we played before.
Now, while the other.
Oh God, the time streams are crossing.
Don't cross the stream.
It's like Back to the Future.
Three, four, five, six.
I was thinking it just the second one, and they didn't go up to 6.
Yes. So.
So what is this?
That's my other card. I don't get all 6 cards in my hand.
Oh, so we put one down?
Yeah.
Any one we want?
No. Shuffle them up and draw, bitch.
Jesus Christ. You don't have to be hot about it.
It's all good.
Jeez, do you have a fever? Has this game infected you?
It has infected me. Now, if you don't know about Genius Games, their games are hard science based, which seems a little weird for a card game, but after watching the Learn to Play video, the science is there, the science is real, you're going to learn a little bit, it's not, like, super difficult.
Ready? Yep.
So, flip one.
So we put one out.
Flip two. Flip three. Now flip another one and put it on the first. Okay, so...
Fuck me, that is a lot of virus.
Whew. That is like -8 points right there.
It's only -8 if you have the least of these.
Yes, and since none of us have any,
we score at the end of the game, dear.
We go through
your victory statement, and when this is gone, you score.
Okay. My bad. So I guess now this is the bidding phase. We've got our 3 piles. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick that.
Okay, so we all
reveal 5, 6, and 5. So Ray goes first. Obviously, Ray takes that. Now you need to get rid of your one.
This one.
No, your one. Your number one.
No.
Because the lowest card gets added to your bidding pile.
No, it goes lowest card. It goes lowest card from the discard. The only card he'll have in his discard is the six.
Is the six, yeah. So your six goes away. Nope, that's not
the eight. The eight goes to your discard.
Yep, the eight goes to your discard.
Because it will be a card you can bid with in the future.
And nope.
The six gets removed.
That's gone. Oh, wait.
What's this the one? This is
that's your draw hand.
That's what that'll be the first card you draw.
Yes.
So I draw this next?
No. Well.
No.
No. So this is here, and this goes here.
No, it goes. There is a discard.
No, you don't get to draw until you're out
this
of cards
is
in your
great
hand.
Great radio.
Okay.
You don't get to draw until you're out of cards okay. in your hand.
They're just taking cards out of
this is a card that 8-year old. This is a game that 8-year old.
You guys
yes.
get to roll because you both played fives.
We both played fives. So.
Yeah.
4, 6. Yeah, looks like I'm getting. I can have the vaccine,
and I'll take this thing, which will probably cost me the game.
Probably. Okay, so after the first round, Ray picked up an 8. Nope. No, you don't draw back up. You don't.
Then
draw.
Why is this fucking card?
You don't draw until you
draw
run out of cards
until
in
you're
hand.
Out of cards in your hand.
You keep
I just
going
spent
until
like
you run 30 out of
seconds yelling at you about that.
So I run out of cards in my hand and I draw one card.
No, you'll shuffle back up and then you draw.
Then
you'll,
why does this fucking
you'll draw that here? One, then you will shuffle up your discard and then draw your discard. Or draw from the pile that you
yeah.
shuffled.
This is overly complicated.
It's no, really it's, not.
Okay, so you got 1, 2, and 3, and now you skip the first pile and it goes there. Wow, that's really good. I'm going to bid that. So we reveal.
4.
Shocker! 6. I will take these guys.
Thank you for taking the vaccine, Ray.
Yes. You're welcome.
No, I'm gonna take the vaccine.
So this goes in my victory pile, not for my discard.
Well, you can build your sets. So we've got the icosahedral
yes.
bonus up. So if you...
You have to build this?
Yes, you have to build that. So,
you want to have these back here?
Sure.
So all right. We can, and this goes to my discard.
So currently, I have a vaccine, an icosahedral, and a genome. Jeff has 2 vaccines, and we got to flip
a
one
spherical
over
envelope
over here. Yeah. And Ray.
There are a lot of fucking vaccines.
There are a lot of vaccines. So I guess I'm going to bid that. This is a bidding card game. So I keep... What is that? There's something on my table here. I don't like it. So we reveal...
Hold on.
Okay. Are we already, like, totally screwing this?
I would imagine...
Good.
Yep.
Okay. We all played 3s. So, I'll roll. I got 8. Six.
4.
Cool. I go first. I am going to go with the icosahedral.
And I'll take this thing. And Jeff gets another vaccine.
I would like to win with the most vaccines. Is that a thing you guys will
yes,
allow?
Yes, I think that is. I think that's how
I
it works.
I think that's a fantastic idea, sir. Ooh, another 8. Ooh, one of the wilds and an icosahedral. Oh, my God. This game has already given me chills here. What do we got?
Are they multiplying?
Yes.
Okay.
2, 1, 4. I'll take this guy. I'll take the icosahedral.
I'll take these two.
I'll take the wild.
Cool.
Helical, and I'm getting rid of three.
Flip those bad boys back over. So we didn't, we glossed over the details here. You flip over three cards, and then you flip over a fourth card, and it goes with the first pile unless the first pile is a negative point card. What do we got? Two, two, two. We get to do that three-guy roll-off. Anybody who ties has to roll a pair of six-sided die, and the highest one is the winner.
11.
Jeff got 11. Come on. 12. Nope. Nine. Ray got four. Okay. So, you're going for the helical because that's your winning play. So then it's me, and I'm going to go with the genome, leaving you with that. You get to discard the lowest card in your... Okay. So that
I'm
goes
going with
there.
The helical because it gives me a second one, which I adds to my set bonus.
Yes, yeah. It does.
So, yeah.
And the genome is just straight points.
So, flipping for the next round, we have a vaccine, and a genome, which means we skip, and the genome gets a 7 as well to replace your bidding card. Okay, so, yeah. Last card.
I believe we all know what these are.
We're going to be rolling again? Is that what you mean? Oh, no, I don't have that.
Yours must be the face down one.
One. So, how does that work when he places?
I shuffle this into...
No, you pick your discard up and it goes back
in
your hand.
Oh, you pass around. The reassortment card. Play the reassortment card to pass around.
So I don't have to take this.
Yeah, you don't have to take anything.
Right. So now it's just between
and
Jeff
you,
and I.
So this shuffles all back in?
No, you pick the discard up and it becomes your hand.
Yeah, discard
it
becomes your hand.
It goes to the discard and then the whole thing becomes your hand.
No. Everything but that...
But the card I've still
no,
face down?
But this.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
9.
8.
Cool. I'll take the genome and 7. And that means.
Jeff has a freaking assortment of vaccines.
I do.
So the 1 is not in my discard yet, right?
Hey, pay attention because the vaccines are different numbers, too.
I know. That's okay. Why I'm sorting.
So this, where's this go?
Discard.
So there.
So is the 1 in my discard or no?
The 1
I would have
displayed?
To get rid of my 2.
You
right?
have to get rid of the 2.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured. And so then I.
This is the last card in my hand.
Yes. So you pass the next round.
If the only card is a player is never required to play it, I only have to. I show it. And then immediately put all bidding cards from discard back into my hand without skipping step 3.
Okay.
Me?
No, yeah. That's if it's the only card left in your hand.
Okay.
If you
that
play
was
it,
my
then
only,
you, then
it was my only card.
So I do this and then get these.
So.
So am I revealing?
And I,
yeah, go
and
ahead.
I pick this one up then?
That's what I'm trying to read here is how we draw cards. Game setup. Viral component cards, gameplay, reveal, play, choose a viral. They must place a bidding card. They play in round face down on their face down.
What?
Personal discard pile is face down.
Oh, okay.
So I think that one card you put out of your hand face down is the first card in your discard.
Okay. We'll just chill.
So I was right.
Trying to read. Trying to figure out where once a player has chosen their viral card face down and their personal once all players have taken their turn, remove any remaining. Begin the next round by... it doesn't tell you when to draw.
I think you draw when you don't have cards in your hand.
Okay.
That's that fine. Makes the
so
most
one.
Sense.
Okay, so we all bid then.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. And we reveal 6, 5, 6. Jesus.
4.
More than 4.
8. Cool. So I'm going to take the icosahedral and the genome. And because I completed a set of 4 while the icosahedral bonus was active, I get plus 4.
Cool.
And we reveal the next card.
So is this card? So is the determination that this is in the discard or is not?
It goes face down in your personal discard pile.
So, but it is in the discard at this
yes.
point.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And Ray got an icosahedral. Okay. Do we really play until it's all gone? Jeez, ow.
It's going fairly quickly.
I know, I just... Wow. Wow, lots of helical there. Lots of helical there. Sure, I'm ready. 8, 8, 5. So you guys get to roll off.
9. 2.
So you take those two and I'll take this one.
Yep. Yeah. And I get the 8, which I'm okay with. And I have to get
and
rid of...
How do you have to have... Is it plus... I have to have 5 or...
You have to complete a set of
what is a set?
1, 2...
So what happens when we both complete a set?
Yeah. So... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You need 6 helical to complete the set.
Oh, okay. So neither one of us completes the set.
Well, I have 4 anyway.
Okay, so I did that. I got this. And got it. So, 7. Increased virulence. And icosahedral.
And 1 more card.
And 1 more card. Genome. Okay. I'm ready. 5, 4, 1.
And this is in the discard.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you want there, Ray? You want the icosahedral or the increased virulence?
Oh, the genomes come in different sizes as well.
Yes.
I'll take this.
Cool.
What did you take?
The icosahedral.
Okay.
So I have thing plus that scores 4 to dice
next,
rolls.
To your next dice roll.
No, to dice rolls.
It says roll.
Right. It's a permanent effect.
Yes. So... I'm ready. 4, 3, 3. So Jeff gets first. Ray rolls 4. I roll 10. And so I'm gonna take the helical because there's no downside to the helical by itself. You get the helical and the vaccine.
My first vaccine. Yay.
Okay.
You should try them, Ray. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty, even.
Did your mommy say that she was anti-vax? Is that why you're
no.
not, why, my mom's why you're
not
just
an
now
idiot.
Getting your first? Oh, wow. So increased virulence. Plus 2 to dice roll, plus 2 points with
so
an icosahedral. Oh, shit, I did. Wow, that's good. Okay, so I guess I'm going to do this. 2. I get 4.
Okay.
So, I think I gotta take the icosahedral and the plus to...
I'll take the one that just gives me a plus on the dice roll. We are now even on dice rolls.
At plus 6?
Yep.
Now, it said... What did it say about that card? If the only card in the arena is the reassortment card, a player is never required to play if... They may show it to the other players. and then immediately put all bidding cards from the discard pile back in their hand without skipping step three. So. Okay. I'm good.
You're four.
Is,
in your
two,
hand.
Three,
it was in the discard.
Yep.
That's what we
yep.
determined.
You're right. You're right.
A helical. A helical. A genome. Ooh, double helical. Double helical. Wow. The helical bonus is up. You've got three and it takes six, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have five.
Okay. What do we got? 2, 1, 8. I couldn't let you score it.
I'm going to score it. I have five. It
I
takes
count.
Six.
Is that five or four?
One,
nope.
two, three,
six.
Four, five,
yeah.
six.
Shit.
You had one that was kind of upside down. Okay.
No, that's the wild one.
Oh, okay.
So that's
Damn
mine.
It.
And then I'll just take the straight up genome.
And that was my last card, so I shuffle this and put it all in my hand again?
Yep.
And that was my last card as well.
So the icosahedral bonus is back up at plus three.
Ah!
Jeff's trying to break his microphone. So we've got a genome and a helical, a bidding card of nine, and spherical envelope. Whew. I thought I had one of those. Apparently I don't. Okay. Okay, I'm good. 7, 8, 7. So Ray picks first.
I'm gonna go with this.
Okay. There you go, sir. 7 plus 6, 13.
Less than that.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the the genome and the helical.
All right, and then I will trade up my 7 for a 9.
Okay. And so now we've got increased virulence, a wild card, and an icosahedral. The increased virulence is plus 3 to the roll and plus 1 point. Yeah, sure. 6. So Jeff picks first, and then me, and then Ray. This is moving quick.
Icosahedral is only 4 to make the set.
Yes.
He has... Oh, you're starting another one.
Yes,
so.
I've completed my first
set. So I have
set.
2. You have none?
No.
And it's the one that's up, so...
But he's going for dice rolls and points.
I'm going long game.
You're going long game.
Either way, I'm getting a nice...
Yeah, I'm going to take the wild because I'm going to make that another helical, which I think positions me a little better because now I'm one away here. So we got a wild, an icosahedral, a helical, and the wild card gets a helical. I'm good. So, 1.
5.
So, Jeff Ramey. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought of that.
I'm going to get this one and score the bonus.
And I'm going to get a helical, which scores me a set.
But it's not up, so you don't get it?
Right, right.
So, there's my discard. We're
moving along here.
3, and...
Okay. So
four.
Ray and I got a roll off.
I'll just go ahead and take the back swing.
3 plus 6 is 9.
I have 5. So.
So. Oh man. Okay. I have to do it. I can't let you have another one. They're too expensive.
Well, even having none is having the lowest, so right now you're tied with him, you would roll off.
Right.
So I get this. So, genome, another one of those things, a vaccine, and...
Genome gets a helical.
Three.
So, Hefe gets his pick. Of course, he's taken that. Ray rolls a 7.
You have to roll one.
So I got. Yep. So I'm going to take the spherical.
5-point helic. 5-point genome plus the helical. I complete the helical set.
Wow.
Okay. So.
And I got to show you guys this. To put all the cards back in my. All my bidding cards.
Okay.
We are out of bonuses.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. So, can I see your layout here? Okay. So you've got that. You've got that. Okay. I'm ready. 2, 2, 8. So I am going to take a spherical envelope.
I got 7. You got more.
Okay, 8 and
yeah,
9, whatever. 17.
He has more on plus rolls.
So you're taking this, that?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take this.
These, and get rid of the 1.
Okay. I'm going to show you this.
Yep.
I'm going to do the same.
Cool. So we get a helical, a spherical envelope, an icosahedral, and we get double helical.
Ooh.
There's no bonuses, so...
No bonuses, but still. God, I'm scared. Okay, I'm good. 5, 9, 7. You can have the icosahedral, Mr. Warren.
It's getting down to it, I think.
Yep. Icosahedral helical, increased virulence, and a 9 bidding card. Okay. I'm ready. 1.
Got it.
Yep.
What are you taking there?
Get this, too.
Okay. You're up next, Ray. And I gotta get rid of my lowest card in my discard. Which
I mentioned
is
I hate deck building.
It's not
this
deck building.
This isn't deck building,
man. Deck building.
It's a bidding game.
Okay. Well, there's 2 cards left, so.
There was something in the rules about this. Hold on. Resolving a bidding tie. Let's see. Okay, so. Choosing viral components. Reassortment. Bidding tie. Man, I swear I saw something in the rules about this.
I say you just discard them and we score.
That's fine. So.
I think we bid and highest 2.
Highest 2 get it. Okay. Your choice, sir. Okay. I will take the spherical influence, and we are out of cards.
All right. Cards in hand don't count towards victory, correct?
Right.
Okay. I have 3 of these things. You have 5. How many you have?
1.
1, so you get -6,
yep.
So I get 6. Okay. So 19.
6, 8, 9.
Okay, so on these, we're now doing scoring, folks. Bear with us as we do math. Okay, that's what I thought. So your complete set is worth the top bonus. So shit, I forgot to count that. What'd you get?
I get 55 in the deck building game.
Wow. What'd you have?
47.
Wow.
After all my penalties.
122 after my penalties.
Deck building.
Was the penalty that you had to go fuck yourself? Because I feel like that's what you need to do.
No, my penalty was my single vaccine.
Right. Deck building would have put cards into, more cards into the deck for you to use in the future.
Like the 9s and the 7 and the 8?
All it did was swap out.
Okay.
It didn't actually increase the number of cards you had.
Yeah, that is pretty quick.
Yep. So aside from your raging hatred of deck building games, any thoughts, Ray?
There's no characters.
That is correct. There is no characters.
So therefore, it's just an adding game.
Well, the strategy comes in bidding.
Yeah, it's just an adding game, though. I won't say I'm not a fan, but this is not one that I'm going to run to.
You're not, like, jumping on top of everything to play again?
No.
Okay. I can understand that.
I mean, it's a well-designed game. It's a little overcomplicated with the confusing discard and must have one card face down.
That was a little weird.
Which I don't think we read that right. I'm convinced.
Yeah, I'm confident we fucked some aspect of that up.
Yeah.
But,
Which is perfect. It's what we wanted. We wanted rules we didn't completely and thoroughly understand so that we could play a game wrong. And
the color is
off?
Very inconsistent.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Is it inconsistent or is it on purpose?
No, because there's two ones.
No, wait, hold on. Let's see.
They're both the same back, so.
Are they? Oh, the whole game is the same back.
Which is very another way. I'm not a fan. There's not a clear. I mean, it has to be because cards are going into your hand, but the vaccines don't. Well, I guess they do because cards from that deck go to your. Yeah, it's sorting this after a game
confusing.
Like this is going to be a nightmare because
it's
like,
a little
wait,
bit confusing.
Is it just those two ones that are off in color?
It seems like it.
So, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I really like that
Draw
it
your
is...
your final thoughts out.
Okay. I really like that the game is quick to play. I'm fairly confident we botched
some rules.
It's quick
to play
rules.
And it's quick to fall behind. Why are there only four twos? You got
cards in there. Fuck. My big problem... There's also the bonuses in here. I understand the different back or the same back on everything.
Three, two.
I understand why. It does make cleanup of the game and setup of the game a little long. I enjoy that it's quick to play. I enjoy that it is, you know. Like using legit, there are no those cards are in here. That's it. I bet you it's that.
The card everybody had to throw away. Nope, that's another one of those. That's another one of those.
Huh. And then there were two sort of promos.
Yes, those are promos.
Sure.
Crazy strong viruses.
Yes. Well, crazy strong bidding cards.
Yeah.
They are promos. The card stock is a little rigid. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I like that.
Maybe that's what this is. Are these promos?
Nope.
Because without them...
You know what? These go in the deck. That's what that is. Those go in the deck. They are other... They're weaker viruses.
They are weaker bidding cards.
Yes, weaker bidding cards. Sorry. I mean, the card stock...
For organization, when you put this away,
yes.
I would say organize it this way, not by... Because right. Then you just hand out a pile.
You just hand out a pile.
And actually... Hand out a pile.
Yep. My main detraction from the game would be...
I think mine is the no characters.
No characters, you're just...
I think that's what I love about O'Cluck. It's what I liked about No Comrades.
Yeah.
Or what I will like about No Comrades.
But that makes sense. I mean, if you think
about
it...
I do like that it includes dice, and they do look... biological.
They do look biological. They are fantastic.
The fleshy,
dice.
Meaty, almost texture to the coloring.
Yeah,
is very. I mean, it picking up the first time, it feels like it should be squishy.
Yeah,
but I don't like that the symbol is the six. I'd rather the symbol be the one.
I can see that.
Depending on who makes the dice and what their intent is, this I've got quite a few where the symbol is the six.
What was it? The F, the old.
The old FPG dice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the six?
No, the big...
The FPG is the one.
Yeah. On the FPG, the big radiation symbol is the one, but it's got radiation symbols as the pips on all the sets.
True.
I think... I like the fact... I could sit down and play this with my nieces. Well, at least one of my nieces. I don't know... like. I don't know if my youngest niece is going to be old enough yet to be able to read it. She's in kindergarten. We'll just finish
it
kindergarten.
It would be matching the words. The pictures more than the...
She,
that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
No, because, it is... I mean, these are some big words.
Yes, they are big words.
But... Fuck,
we struggled with them.
It is clear which ones match.
Right.
I mean, you got the raspberry, you got the 20-sided, you got the
starfish.
You got the bowl of green spaghetti.
Yeah.
You know.
I could play with her.
What's going on there? Spaghetti inside of 20s, inside of a brain?
I would have to help her count it up. The counting is...
It's almost like you have to count what your opponent has before you can count.
Yeah. The spherical envelope is broken?
No, it's not.
I had five of those.
And?
Okay, so I had five. That's 60 points for
me.
No.
It counts 12. If you have the most, you have 12, not 60. No wonder he had 100 and some. Cheater.
Because you can't fucking math.
Okay, so take away the 60.
I got six for having the second most.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I had 84.
Okay, that's a more realistic number.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I thought
it's not.
Counted
it's not broken. Per. It's just you
okay,
want to be
makes
first
more
or
sense.
Second.
Yeah, yeah. Which made sense. Like I'm like, wow, I have 122, and you're like, yeah, I got 48. I'm like,
I'm like at 55, and
I didn't have to peel off 15, and I got most of the negatives.
You did. You had the most negatives.
I had 55, and I had two of the bonuses.
All in all, I would say...
And one negative. So.
All in all, I'd say it's a good game. It is very much a science game. It is very much something that I would use to, you know, play with younger kids.
If I was approaching this game, and granted, I'm not trying to belittle what they've made here. This is a very well-conceived game.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. But if I was approaching this... I would be approaching it from a completely different angle. I would have made this a little more cartoony. I would have made characters out of these monster viruses and put a little more interaction to it. But that in itself might distract from the simple bidding, adding side of it.
I'll give it 3 out of 4 fools. A little less than what I'm going to give.
What did Ray give it egg-wise?
I don't know. What are you giving it egg-wise?
I'm giving it 3 out of 6 eggs.
Okay.
I'm halfway there.
All right.
I mean, and that's based on, honestly, the concept of the game mechanics. I'm not a fan, but I know how hard it is, and so I can appreciate that. The cards are very well illustrated.
Yes, it is great illustration.
If it's not your art style, you gotta admit it is very consistent and very well conceived. But the cards being really stiff, I'm trying to shuffle these, and this is difficult. This is not a little kid game shuffling up. These cards are going to get
I think that might be why the cards are sturdier.
They're going to get fucked up, little kids trying to shuffle these up.
They've got good give.
I feel like that rigidity is there specifically
with
kids
in mind.
Do it
with your pinky and your thumb, because that's little kid's strength of bending these to freaking put them together. I just don't see.
I'm more worried about creasing than I am
shuffling.
Yeah,
and fraying the edges and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think these edges are going to fray. The cardstock. It seems like
it's a micron thicker than ours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it me or
core?
Is the card longer? Is this like British? Measurements. It seems narrower.
Is it maybe Euro size?
It looks Euro size to me.
I don't know.
Let's get out.
There we are. Because we know that ours is U.S. poker size. Hello, Chicken Independence Day. Yes, you are absolutely correct. Good catch. It is Euro size.
Okay.
That might a test for a bit of the rigidity because it's you have less surface to bend.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird.
All right.
What's your rating, sir?
I'll give it an O.
An O?
Yeah.
Is that a good or a?
It's a vowel still.
It's on the scale of A to Z.
Somewhere in the middle.
I hate you.
I think that is the goal, sir.
Then what I want you to do right now, imagine that I am W.
Okay.
Behind me on that wall, it's not a Joker picture.
Okay.
It's a banner. It's just a big old banner. Flapping in the breeze. Goddamn right it is.
Okay.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about, folks.
Is that a long way to go? You said you fucking hate me right now? That was... There, you put it all together.
He's trying to make you hate him.
It was an add-on.
This has been his goal since
you met. It was an add-on to that?
No. The mission accomplished thing is what finally made me stop being a Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
It took you that long.
Okay, dude.
I'm sorry.
My first election that I could vote in as an adult.
Ross Perot.
No.
I wasn't talking about you.
Was Bush Gore.
Okay.
That was the first presidential election I could vote in.
Who'd you vote for?
Bush.
I voted for Gore. At the time, it was me and Karen both voted for Gore, and we liked his view on guns and the government and all. We disagreed with him, and whereas I didn't vote for Bush, and I probably still wouldn't vote for Bush regardless. I feel his presidency. This is way off topic. I'm sorry. We're talking games, and now we're talking this. But his presidency was stolen by 9/11.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He had no chance to do anything he even dreamed of doing in his third grader education mind, because his whole presidency was about
9/11 catching terrorists.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it totally usurped any. Decision-making
process. I would agree with that.
So, in that respect, I have some sympathy for him, but he was not a great president.
No.
And he wasn't going to be a great president.
No. I voted for
him. The whole shitty thing with the hanging chads and stuff.
Fuck
which
you.
I still hold against your name.
Fuck you. No, I just... I believe that might have been where he was going, because he and I had a long conversation outside of our previous employer that I was working at again. After that happened, because I was like, "What do you mean accomplished?" Was that where you were going with that, or no? Or were you just trolling?
It was in that moment of you saying, "I fucking hate you." Like, I don't know how we went down this fucking rabbit hole. It was purely
the
you
same way we go down. Every
it was
rabbit
you
hole.
Said, "I fucking hate you," and then I wanted you to envision that I was W. with the mission accomplished banner.
Can I say my favorite part of this and the future night we just had?
Uh-huh.
Is this table set up.
Yeah.
I like this.
I thought this would work.
Sitting up and the table. We changed our little format so we could facilitate playing a game at a table. And it works, so I think, a little better.
The thing I'm going to be constructing when I finally get what I need to construct it will take up even less table space.
Sweet. We could probably get 5 people around.
That would be the hope.
So, this is our first episode to air of Two Fools Playing.
Mm-hmm.
Second episode recorded.
Yep.
How do you
figure that out, folks?
It's going to have a fucked up title. I can promise you that.
Excellent. Oh, absolutely.
How do you think it goes?
How do you think what goes?
This format.
Us playing,
how do you think it's
playing a game?
Yeah.
How do you think it's received?
I feel like...
No.
I think some of the games are probably going to translate better to audio.
I don't think this one will translate very well.
I don't know that this one necessarily translates as well to audio, because there weren't card abilities as much as it was just...
Bidding.
And random number shouts.
It's going to be weird having played the other game and seen what was happening... And then going back and hearing it, if I can remember what the hell was happening, or if we were describing it, you know, well, this is definitely something we're going to have to grow into if we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, no, but I like this as a format.
Okay.
One of the reasons I like it, not that I want to do, like, paid reviews or anything.
So you can just
like
have
that.
Your fucking mouth full of food as you're talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck you. I like what some of our reviewers did for us, where it was a nice, quick review. I like what Logan Chops did, where it was a very in-depth review.
Uh-huh. Some of the people that reviewed it didn't even play it right.
Right.
And they still had fun.
But
I don't care.
One of the things we could do... we could offer our services where we could review a game.
Okay.
Not even a review. We would demo a game. Mm-hmm. And we would give them the audio before we publish it.
Okay.
And then, you know...
Give them a pre-feedback.
Well, yeah. We could, like, demo the game and let them know what happened. And then they could... listen to people play the game, and they wouldn't be able to interfere.
Maybe I can cut you off here. How about we work the logistics of that out, not on an episode?
I was waiting for that.
Okay.
That is the pillar he provides, folks. He is the decisioner.
No, it's 106, and he wants to go home.
I don't fucking
probably
care.
Probably, too.
Everybody's been asleep for hours. It doesn't matter when I go home at this point. The midweek episode's not going up tonight. It's going to go up sometime in the morning.
Okay.
So, no, I'm going home, and yeah, I don't. Maybe I rub one out, maybe I don't, but I'm probably just going home and going to bed.
You didn't need to say that.
That I'm just going to go home and go to bed?
No, the other part. You don't need to say that.
Which part?
The part I'm not going to say, because I'm trying to... Like, I'll use the profanity, but I'm trying to, you know, subject matter-wise.
So you look like a big boy, Jeffy.
Okay. So I'm going to go home and fucking tug one out. There. I used the profanity. Does that work for you? I will fuck myself.
In the hand.
There. I'm using the profanity you were after. Is that what you wanted? No, don't do this, because it'll fuck up the audio levels for me. You cock.
I did that on
purpose. He's such an asshole.
I will dial your... I'll dial your fucking channel down for this
episode. Will you?
I will.
I'm being quiet.
No, you're not. You're redlining. You're fucking redlining.
No, I'm not. I'm not redlining. I'm at like 75%.
Every breath you take.
80% there.
90%. That's like 95%.
That's where you're at.
Right, but if I have to dial the rest of the audio
you're
up for the episode...
You're clipping now.
No, I mean, you can eat my
You
dick.
Were just clipping.
Eat my asshole.
Having
I don't
want to
eat your asshole.
Okay, back to this...
Masturbation?
Playing games.
Oh,
and,
playing games.
Yeah, podcasting.
I know. I mean, we've been playing games for a long time, and you have a whole shelf full of games that you've purchased and we've never opened. If this effort here, playing a game every other week, gets us through that shelf, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Every other?
Oh, you want to do this every episode?
Not every episode, but I...
When we're not D&D'ing?
Yeah, I had assumed that
we
would...
Are we going full on playing games?
I had assumed our weekend episode every week was going to be going down that rabbit hole.
Unless we were D&D'ing?
Pretty much.
So every other week?
Kind of.
So we're going to mix commentary in like the
So have like a random episode.
In the wrap-ups, just talk about the world and our views, and if we talk about it at all.
Yeah.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. I think it gives our podcast a little more direction.
Honestly, it's what brought us together in the first place.
Yeah.
We came together as gamers.
Yes.
And it's I don't want to say that's what kept us together. Enjoyed each other's company as much as playing games with each other.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. It gives us a centering,
yeah,
so to speak.
And it's what we know.
Yeah.
And it's hope. It's what we aspire to do as well.
Absolutely.
So
it's also something we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. It's fun.
I would not buy this game myself, but I had fun playing it.
Yeah.
It didn't blow my skirt up, but you know, it was. I can appreciate it, having gone through the process of trying to make a game and the pitfalls and
yeah,
and the after effects of I wish we would have done this and I wish we could have done that or wish we had the money to have this box.
Yeah,
you know, I appreciate what everyone else was able to do.
Absolutely,
and I hope we learn from each step either. Because I'm looking at this box completely different than I would have a year ago.
Absolutely.
This looks completely different to me post O'Cluck.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly,
I know what this takes. I know what this costs.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Yeah.
So
that is the fucked up part of game design, because now every game I look at the price tag. And then I'm doing the mental math in my head.
Yeah.
Like when we were at Origins, I tried to take everybody past a game that Dylan and I were talking about getting, and I would run through the math of this is how many cards they're saying are in the box, this is what they're calling their promo pack that's kind of included in the box, this is their price tag.
Did you feel it was a good price tag or
bad? I thought that it. Which is a thing I'm not going to do because I don't remember the name of the game.
Okay.
But it was that one that had kind of cartoony art, but...
Same aisle as us?
Hold on. But it had like super cartoony art and...
I was blown away by some of the art.
Yeah, like it was... Yeah, but it looked like a fun game, but then like just doing the math on it, it's like, okay, their comparable card count with a rule book included,
okay,
And I'm doing the math in my head. I know what it costs to make our box of awesome.
Right.
Because I had to do the math on that. I had to fucking work out the spreadsheet. And I'm like, which is why I keep pushing for our next reprint to be box of awesome style. Yeah, fuck your dials. Fuck your dials so much. I want you to cut your dick jerking off with those goddamn dials. That's what I want.
Ow. Hey, now.
They're fucking worth it. I mean, as much as we're having to pay for them.
Yeah, yeah. I really see, in post, that seemed like something added. Well, it was the Fabergé.
Yeah, but at the same time, like,
it was the Fabergé.
Every inclusion of dials. Like...
I agree.
It's like 7 units.
Yes, I agree.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I agree.
Okay.
They are, not to pat myself on the back, they do look cool.
Oh, no, they look amazing.
The dials look great. They ended up bigger than I thought they would be.
And the price point was ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
I think
the
that's
price...
why the price point was so high. I don't think we really understood what the size they were going to be. Because when we were laying out the box... We really didn't lay out the Fabergé box. We laid out the box of awesome, and hey, this works perfect.
Yes.
We were like, oh, the Fabergé is this big. It'll be fun.
Honestly,
we should have done single dials for both.
Yeah.
Single dials for eggs, single dials for health, instead of the double dials. Because the double dials are just ridiculous.
Yeah. I was under the impression that the dials were about 60% of the size that they are.
Okay. It had the dimensions though.
If they would have,
yes, I know.
Fit within like the tarot size.
Yes.
Like if the double dial was the size of a tarot card, they would have been perfect.
Perfect.
They are just that bit over where they fuck up the box geometry.
Right.
To where it won't.
So
fit right.
The game that you were talking about, with the price point and the card count and the promos. Was it too much?
No, it made me seriously consider that we should be able to charge price points that I have
proposed
and petitioned for in the past.
Really?
Yeah. Because it seemed an absolutely valid price point based off what was coming in the box.
Okay. That's not knowing how many they printed or where they printed it and everything. Just based on our printer and our costs for our print run.
And I'll be honest, I agree. I would love to get to a point where our next printing of the game,
That's what I'm working on getting quotes for. I'm working on getting quotes based off the idea that the next printing of the game comes in that size box. Mm-hmm. And includes all the things that we would want it to include. I'm not going to get specific for reasons.
Yeah,
it
would be cool.
Yeah.
We all know what we want in there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Any parting thoughts?
I really like Two Fools playing with all three or four however many people are here.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I really like playing games. I'm a little bummed that we aren't to a point where we're ready for video yet, because I feel like Virulence in particular is a game that would lend itself better to having a video.
Yeah.
Where so I feel like
yeah.
Frontline No Comrades is probably going to play pretty well
either way
as an audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
to be set up for video, we need a whole different lighting array.
Yes. I have those lights. I don't have a background.
If the camera is up over the table, the background's not going to matter because it's just about showcasing the gameplay.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to what we say.
Yeah, they don't need to see if they're just seeing our hands playing the game.
Now that I have my home studio stuff for audio recording, I meant to bug you about that architect swear again. My next goal is to get a GoPro.
Okay.
So that I can then record music and then use a GoPro for video.
All right.
To go with the music.
Okay.
That would be because adequate. My DSLR is not it's old enough that it's not streamable compatible for video.
Okay.
So I could take like 20-second videos.
Hmm.
Okay.
So anyway.
All right.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Okay. I'm going to tease something without teasing it.
Okay.
Have you been working on your surf guitar?
I have been.
Excellent.
I have actually downloaded two separate versions of that song.
Okay.
And I am working on getting a riff put together.
Yes, that one. That one, right?
I've actually even been experimenting with some tones, like, because I have two guitars that are playable.
We'll definitely make it our own. Yeah,
ooh.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Could you do it on a banjo?
I could get my daughter to play it on the banjo with me on the guitar. Yes.
Because that might have more of the right sound.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And if I'm going to do that, then I'm probably going to change up my guitar tone, and I know what guitar I'm going to use.
Okay.
So now it's going to be working with my daughter.
Listeners are following any of this, but
no. So I want to tease it a little more.
Okay.
Because it's a podcast thing. When we met Ken St. Andre, and uh-huh. then he came to our booth and he played our game.
He posts a shitload on Facebook.
He does.
Yes, he does.
I'm enjoying all of it. The Steampunk yes. Octopus was amazing.
Yes.
Oh, did you guys friend him as well?
Yes, I did.
Absolutely. I love that guy.
After he came to our booth and he played our game and he bought our game and he told us flat out that he loved our game, he gave us a great idea for a theme song.
He gave us so many ideas.
Favorite yeah. card.
Yes, based on Ray's favorite card, he gave us an idea for a theme song. So I've been working on it and going with the banjo idea.
I think that adds a little bit country,
which is needed
to the barn.
It gives barnyard to it. Yeah.
Because otherwise, it is so the other side.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, from the other side.
It's me.
I can't.
That works out.
I can't.
That works out because you're who I was looking for.
Yeah.
You came over.
I don't remember the word. Something about I wanted to call.
Oh no! I've mashed up a second song into
okay,
this.
Okay.
Yes. We're smashing songs together at this point. We are the Large Hadron Collider at this point.
Not to belittle, but I absolutely love her voice. Gives me chills every time I hear it.
Okay.
I mean, subject matter, songs. No, it's just one of those.
She has a good voice. I won't debate that.
I don't know. That
it grabs you.
I don't want to say gravelly, but that throaty.
There's a little bit of a rasp to it. Singers, yeah.
You know, like Aretha Franklin kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We have strayed very far.
God. And it's like pushing on 1:30.
Yep.
So.
Oh, and I got up at 5 this morning. So.
I got up at 6, which is earlier than I normally do.
I had to pick up 5 and drove to Cleveland. It was not fun. In the rain.
I drove to Columbus at 6:30 in the rain.
Yeah.
So.
I was standing outside with my dogs at 6:30.
In the rain.
In the rain. Okay. Yes.
Well, look, we all got to experience it, and it sucked for everyone.
You had to walk through a freaking airport parking lot in the rain.
Ugh. Dude, if you had
girls
to...
girls bitching about it.
If you had to walk through the parking lot, I'm assuming you took them to Hopkins?
Yeah.
You did it wrong.
There was no part. Every lot was full.
Okay, so you pull into Hopkins, and you take the first left.
And you just dump their asses at the door.
It's the first time they've flown anywhere. They're not going with us. We wanted to walk them in.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So you pull in, and you take the first left. And on the left, after that first left.
The
there is a lot.
Is where I was, yes. That
and exactly then you go right up and in, and you take the fucking, like, the
escalator
skywalk.
To yeah, I take the
all the
skywalk,
way across.
But the skywalk takes you all the way out to Orange Lot.
Yes.
Down one elevator to a lot that is not covered.
Okay.
That's where I was.
I'm familiar.
I had to walk across that parking lot in the rain. Then I got to the skywalk and I was fine. But, yeah, it's still.
So you're whining about like
I'm
2 minutes
whining.
Of walking
it
in the
was
rain?
Two 15-year-olds whining. Two 15-year-olds, which I'm paying hundreds of dollars to send them to
you,
church camp in Houston.
You didn't have cotton in your ears?
Huh?
Precisely. Cotton balls?
No.
In the ear?
No.
And you just play it off as you have an ear, you have an earache because of the weather change?
No. No. I was fighting through the annoyance with the I'm dropping them off. Hopefully they'll have fun because I'm not gonna have them for 5 days.
Well, why are you here and not at home? With
I'm committed
with
to
some
these efforts.
70s porn music. Bow chicka wow wow.
Oh, I throw my hip out.
Yeah, pretty much. Because if I was at home right now, I'd probably be asleep.
Take your dentures out.
It's not anybody's birthday.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Grandpa.
Not yet.
Sure.
All right, these old men need to go to bed.
Yes, I do.
Good night.
Be well, people.